extract.
Toast and all those nooks and crannies in between. If you have an opinion, here's where you want to share it on this information highway that ultimately leads to water cooler buzz at its best. And we're going to hit it hard right here at the top. In our next segment, we'll lighten the load with a cheap movie review. But before we do that, let's burn some minutes on this one. Follow up to some earlier stories in the week. Huge. The WikiLeaks. Go to WikiLeaks.org if you have no clue what I'm talking about. I'm talking about 92,000 Afghan war, classified war documents that were posted on the site. In the information that was leaked, there are names of soldiers and Afghan informants. Hamid Karzai, riddled with corruption himself, the president of Afghanistan, blasted the name leaks. The president, a couple of days ago, blasted the fact that there were these leaks. And WikiLeaks has taken it all the way to the bank. But can you blame them? The information ends up in the lap of the founder. He won't say where he got it from. There are suspicions that it could be an army private who is now being sent back to Virginia because of this latest thing with the website and all the information that's out there. And the reason he's suspected is because he's the guy who leaked the video of the Apache helicopter. Remember that? So he was transferred from Kuwait to a Marine Corps brig in Quantico. Is it ultimately him or is it somebody else? We'll find out. The Joint Chief of Staff, Mike Mullen, Admiral Mike Mullen, says that the founder of WikiLeaks has blood on his hands. Not so sure about that. And the horrible thing about this is the Secretary of Defense is now saying, oh, we need to review these policies. We're always reviewing policies after someone gets screwed. And the people who truly do get jobbed in this are the soldiers themselves and the Afghan informants and the people of Afghanistan. We are invested there after 9+ years. So does this sink our battleship? Questions we'll be talking about on future ATN shows. Besides that, on the Hill, Claire McCaskill, the senator from Missouri, is reasonably upset, along with others, on her particular brand of Homeland Security Committee. And the reason they're upset is because you have 6,600, maybe up to 6,600 graves that contain the bodies of the wrong people underneath the headstone urns that are confused. What cemetery am I talking about, you say? The Arlington National Cemetery, where we honor the dead who have given their lives for their country, who have given their blood. And imagine their families going to say a prayer, drop flowers, whatever, at the grave site, trying to get that comfort, close the circle, feel like they can connect and move on. It's impossible, I think, to feel like you're doing that when you find out the grave isn't even your kin. Here's what McCaskill had to say.
That it is stressful and you have a lot of burials and there's a lot of protocol, but this is not complicated. It's called keeping track of who you bury where.
Yeah, imagine that. Let's keep a log because it's so important to the families. Well, apparently there was papers all over, like a big paper shuffle, but nothing that made sense now that they've gone in the army and are investigating this debacle. So we go from Arlington National Cemetery back to the Capitol, and Congressman Charlie Rangel, who's deep in it, he's done. he is out of there. It's a question of is he ultimately tried in September on these 13 ethics charges, rather, or does he get a deal? Because he's asking for a deal. His lawyers are asking for a deal, and the Republicans are saying, no way, this is not going to happen. It's too late. Boy, we're talking about a guy who had been a congressman for 4 decades, and the allegations are for everyone to see. Include, I'll give you one of them, vacation property in the Dominican Republic and hundreds of thousands of dollars in extra income and assets on his financial disclosure statements that were suddenly missing. I think they have him cold, no question about it. It is about being a public servant for how many years? I guess 50 years. So do they nail him to the wall in a trial, or do they cut a deal? If his lawyers are seeking a deal, they know that how this merry-go-round is going to end. But I don't know that he's going to get the deal he wants. Here's what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said about Rangel.
The chips will have to fall where they may politically. The process will work. It's bipartisan. The chips will have to fall where they may politically. But upholding highest ethical standard is a top priority for us.
And, of course, she's got to say that, especially as the Speaker of the House, because how many seats do we have up for grabs? How many congressional seats? If you say all of them, ding, 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 give yourself a pat on the back. That's exactly where we're at when it comes to November. There are some Senate seats up for grabs. When I say up for grabs, meaning an election, and then gubernatorial possibilities, too, in 37 states. But the House is all there for the taking. The Democrats do not want this controversy. And I got to turn to my beloved Phillies for some fun. The Phillies were knee-deep and mired in nonsense, way behind Atlanta. Now they've won 8 games, and they picked up Roy Oswalt. What a move for them. They had to do something after they dissed Cliff Lee. And here's what one savvy baseball man, Aaron Boone, had to say about Oswalt.
Their players are starting to feel good about themselves. Dominic Brown, the young star from the minor leagues, up with an instant impact. And look, I think this move makes the Phillies relevant right on the Atlanta Braves' heel, and again, a World Series title contender.
Oh, I hope so. It makes me happy when the Phillies win. I can't help it. It's my favorite team. So he's a 3-time All-Star. He got the okay. He goes from Houston to Philly. He's the latest pitcher to join the Philadelphia club. As you heard Boone say there, maybe it gives them more of a chance to get back to ultimately the promised land, because they were so far behind. They were 7 games out. Now they've won 8 games. They're 2.5 behind Atlanta. I know some of you are driving down the highway and saying, she's talking about the Phillies. Why is she talking about the Phillies? Movie's coming up on the flip side. Hang with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly packaged and shipped daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Is it worth it to pony up however much you have to end up paying to go to the movies? Usually you don't go by yourself, but you certainly could. You could go to a matinee. You could go to a whatever movie you wanted to go to. I know a lot of people that have weird schedules and go to, if they feel like seeing a movie, they go to the movie by themselves. They have no problem with that. So there's a lot of strange movies opening up. The big one in the last couple of weeks, a couple of them, Salt with Angelina Jolie and Inception. It's priceless if you missed Tomas in Michigan and his two sons trying to give us a movie review on what they thought of Inception, which is that crazy dream movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. I went to see it thinking it was going to be pretty decent, and it was okay, but you could easily rent it. I wouldn't go and see it at the movie theater. And if you have kids, there's a lot of good kids movies out. Toy Story 3, Despicable Me, that's a cute one. I heard even this grown-ups movie is pretty cute for kids. So this week, it's kind of completely, well, I shouldn't say it's completely different, but the movie that, there's a couple of movies that are getting the biggest buzz, and it's Charlie St. Cloud, Dinner for Schmucks, getting a little bit of a buzz. And then this one, too, Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore. Here's a little slice of that.
Huh? Alert. Your mission, should you decide to accept it, will be revealed at HQ. This world will self-destruct. But first, a little dance.
everything, chat?
Fine! Good! No, not good, not good. Yeah, I'm gonna burp.
Welcome to Dog HQ.
3 hours ago, we intercepted this transmission.
I will enslave all mankind!
You can't begin to imagine how dangerous she is.
Our worst fears come true.
We have no other choice.
Cats and dogs will have to work together.
Oh, boy.
Your new collar is fitted with a lockpick, netting, helium neon laser, and this is yours.
Sweet.
What's it do?
Hold your name tag on your neck.
What the?
Don't be scared. I'll hold you, Paul.
Is it true if I tickle your tummy, your foot will shake?
Nah, that's just a myth.
All right, that's enough.
Ah. Oh, boy, that's it.
This is historic. Three species putting aside our differences to solve a mystery.
Call me old-fashioned, but I preferred it when we all hated each other.
The dropping floor thing. I've seen one of those.
Some help here?
Cats and Dogs. The Revenge of Kitty Galore.
Kitty!
I'm home!
So I think you get this. This is an animated flick. Kids. Funny stuff, but with some adult humor. Nick Nolte, one of the voices, Christina Applegate, Bette Midler, Neil Patrick Harris, Sean Hayes, Roger Moore, Chris O'Donnell, kind of a who's who. It's fun to go to these things and try to figure out the voices. And I think they're pretty easy. If you listen for a little bit, you'll be able to pick up some of them. You might have picked up some of them if you were checking it out now. All right, the next movie has nothing to do with cats and dogs. Charlie St. Cloud. All right, we'll try to get Charlie St. Cloud for you. There it is.
Cutting inside! They're off when I say!
Let's run them!
You're gonna have to be, Sammy.
No!
I pulled an extra shift. You are on SAM duty.
I'll make a deal with you. I'll practice with you
every day up until I leave for Stanford.
You can't wait, can you?
I'm not gonna ditch you.
Dad said.
But I'm not dead.
Charlie?
That's my brother! Sam!
Charlie?
If you want to drop the glove in now?
I can't.
You're late. I thought we had a deal.
We do have a deal.
Promise?
St. Cloud kit? Totally certifiable.
Hey.
No, it's okay, man.
Have another. It's not like there's a big demand for you as a driver.
Hey, what are you doing?
I was just looking at your boat. Sorry if I scared you.
You don't scare me.
Today's the day. I'm going to have to throw a slider.
1, 2, 3.
You're so far around.
Hey! Would you please have dinner with me tonight?
You a good cook?
Excellent. Beer or wine?
Surprise me.
All right, I will.
That girl's gonna sail around the world?
You like her. I can tell. You like the sailor girl.
So I'm starting in Boston, and then I'm gonna go through the... I wish you could come with me.
I just can't.
Sam! Sam!
I can feel you forgetting me.
Oh, Sam.
Why did you bring her?
The more I'm in your world, the less I can be in his.
You should be out in the world living your life.
Trust your heart, Charlie St. Cloud.
We'll always be brothers.
All right, so that movie kind of, you could hear the tale there. Zac Efron is in it, and he was a sailor, and his lost little brother Sam has a hard time struggling with it. It's going to be a teen girl movie. If you have a teenage daughter, she might ask to go see this one. And we're going to leave you with this one for this segment in reviewing the movies. This one's called Dinner for Schmucks.
All right, how do I look? Ready?
I'm a little sweaty.
The Post-it?
He's eating paper! No!
There's a better place, one floor up. Today's the day. I'm going to get the promotion.
Does that mean this is my new office?
Not yet. I host a dinner once a month.
We can do Saturday.
It's not really a girlfriend type thing. You invite idiots to dinner and make fun of them?
Okay, that is messed up.
I know.
So you told them you're not going?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Why can't you just suck it up and make fun of some idiot?
Sometimes you have to do the right thing.
Are you okay?
Yeah!
I saw this little guy in the street, and I was trying to save him from our masterpieces.
Amazing.
In the words of John Lennon, you may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not.
The only one.
The only one.
That's the lyric. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one.
I don't think so, Tim.
Are you doing the dinner?
I'm sorry. I'll tell him dinner's off.
Oh, my God.
Let it go!
I feel like I'm in The Shining. Oh, my God, my back. My back. My back.
Is it your back? You are tight.
Yeah.
I got in a fight with my girlfriend. I'd appreciate it if you just left.
Well, who's going to help you with Julie?
Be careful around this guy. He can tell what you're thinking.
I've studied the human mind. I've learned how to read it and ultimately control it.
Oh, I can't move.
Oh, buried move. Just move.
I can't.
Yeah, you can.
I can't.
I release you.
Oh.
Sorry, dinner's about to start.
There's been a complication.
Julie!
You invited him to that dinner to impress your boss.
He's a sweet guy, but he's a tornado of destruction. Are you sure you want to do this?
That's what friends do.
Tim, I'd like to introduce my friend Louis and his wife, Diane.
Your wife?
For now.
Oh.
Dinner is served.
Mind control. I am very, very powerful.
Best dinner.
What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, attorneys or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Into another week, and I keep saying that. I just want to remind everybody, I hate the phrase TGIF, but it really feels like a lot of people need it. And it's because we're getting drained by, I think, the temperatures and whatnot. And it's those dog days that I mentioned earlier. So when you say the word property taxes, automatically people's eyeballs get huge. I've never talked to anyone who said, oh, yeah, property taxes, no biggie. Oh, I got the lowest around. It's terrific. I mean, it's just great, and it's assessed fairly, and I feel pretty good about my property taxes. I don't care where. I don't care if I'm talking to them back in Jersey or in Chicago, in California, or wherever. Nobody is particularly fond of paying any kind of taxes, let's face it, and we automatically tighten up and assume somehow we're going to end up paying more. We're going to pay more than our fair share. So we love this lady. She's always fun to talk to here in America Tonight. Valerie Faltis is the property tax expert who really gives you the skinny in a book that she wrote called The Property Tax Little Black Book. And this is the black book that tells all. That's the thing. Hey, Val, thanks for coming back on with us. Valerie. Oh, we can't hear you. We'll see if we can get her back on. When she kicks in, she probably stepped aside to pay her own taxes. When she kicks back in, there she is.
This is Valerie. I'm right here.
You're here. Okay. I figured you got distracted. You were looking at your own property tax bill for a second when I said that everybody's eyes bug out. Here's the thing. Who pays the most? I had this argument with someone the other day, and I know you can't definitively answer it, but does it seem like Californians are paying more?
It seems that way, partly just because our values are a lot higher. However, I will say in the state of Texas, if you look at what their property taxes are in relation to their property values, they actually pay closer to 20% in property taxes. But the catch is that they don't have income taxes.
Right. So you make up for it there because you're not paying on that side of it.
It gets you one way or the other, right? And then New York, definitely. I mean, I would say those three states by far are the worst.
Yeah. So we need to go live in some really little dinky place somewhere, some nook or cranny. We really want to get low property
taxes.
That's
right. Build your own home in Alaska. No building regulations.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you worked for a time, and we've talked about this before, at the L.A. County Assessor's Office. And you must have been busy. You must have burned up a bunch of heels because didn't you assess like 6,000 properties or more during that time?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for them, it's all volume, right? How much can you do in how much time? Because they've got so much.
Yeah, and what did you find? What were the common misconceptions with most people? I think people don't really understand their property taxes all that well. Am I right on that?
That you're so right about that. And that's really what prompted me to write the little black book, because it was like, it's the second highest expense on your home, and nobody gets how it works or what to do or how to lower it, right? I'm paying $5,000. I should only be paying $3,000. How do I fix that?
Right.
So, no, absolutely. I mean, the greatest misconception I would say is that the assessor is really out to get you. Believe it or not, the assessor doesn't care. You know, they have a job to do, and they're an elected official, and everyone who works for them is just kind of doing their job. So if you can be nice and you kind of learn a few things to what they need and what they need to see, you'll be golden.
All right. So give us a couple of hints. I know, you know, you don't want to have to give away the farm here, but what are some of the things that we should do? What are some of the things that we could do right now to educate ourselves on knowing where our taxes should be and what we can do if we think they're way too high?
Good question. So first thing is, where's your value at? That's the first thing you need to know. I mean, usually most people have an idea, right? But an idea and really knowing are two different things. So really know where your value's at. Then you can know whether you're in a position to lower your property taxes or not. And then I would say the second thing is get the little black book. I can say without question that it will educate you by far. I recently had one of my clients who used a little black book to prepare for an appeals case. He said he was better prepared than the assessor with the information based on the parameters I had given to prepare him, and he was able to lower his assessment by $100,000.
Oh, my gosh, $100,000. And so anybody can appeal. I mean, whether you lose it or not, it's not going to – if you really believe, I don't care if it's $100,000 or $10,000 or whatever it is, if you really think you're getting jobbed, you should feel empowered to do that, right?
Absolutely, and you have just as much authority on your home as anyone else, right? It's kind of, how are you going to present the information, Kate? Do you know exactly what to say or what they need to see in order to say, all right, maybe she's got a point here?
Yeah. Now, what happens if you inherit property?
That's very tricky. That can be very tricky. There are ways, though, to maintain that. You know, that lower property base, because often you inherit property that someone hasn't taken care of, right?
Right.
So as a result of that, that can really affect your property taxes. You know, you inherit a home that might need more than $50,000 in work to make it look like the homes that are selling in the area. That's going to lower your property taxes.
All right. So really know the property too. So if it's looks like Gray Gardens and things are a mess, don't be afraid. I mean, why would you pay that? But I bet, Valerie, you know this because you did this job. I think people, and I don't know why, I don't know what it is, but I think people just blow it off. I think they just will kvetch and get upset and whatever, but they won't proceed. Did you find that?
Yes, I totally find that to be true. It's like you don't want to fight the man, right?
Right.
Are you going to go up and fight an organization you feel is like the IRS, or are you just going to be quiet and write the check? You know, and I think most people choose the latter option, and I think the greatest thing is it's not really a fight. You know, you're just simply saying, you know, hey, Kate, I know you're the horrible assessor, right? You
yeah.
are the assessor, and, you know, I know you didn't mean to overtax me, but you kind of did, and here's why.
Right, and just go through it, because what harm is it anyway? So tell us about this one, because I got a question from John, who listens to us in Southern California, and I was talking about the fact that you were coming on, and he wanted to know more about Prop 8 and how Prop 8 works.
You know, Prop 8 is not a bad thing. It definitely can be helpful. It's just that Prop 8 is a temporary reduction. So what happens is, you know, you get a temporary break right now, and another one of my clients, for example, showed me his temporary break is a drop from almost $1 million to about $650,000. So that's a big difference in property taxes, right, having an assessed base that low. What happens is that when the market picks up, and it will pick up, you go back up to that higher base, right? For example, in this case, it's almost $1 million. So that money you were saving, you won't get to save anymore. And also the parameters of it are very narrow. There's actually a free ebook you can get from my website that explains all Prop 8. So it's just not that permanent. It's not a long-term solution.
Yeah. You certainly know this, knowing about real estate as well. The phenomenon that we're seeing in some places, and the law is different in every place, that people, and this has happened in California, where they get underwater and people are walking away from their homes.
Yeah.
That can be damaging, though, can it? I don't understand that. I understand when it's ridiculous, but I don't understand taking the bankruptcy hit. What do you think?
It's a hard, you know, there's a lot of folks where, you know, they have paid, you know, for example, $600,000 on a house. And the house is only worth, let's say, $350,000 today, which is very common. And their interest rate keeps going up because they were on an adjustable mortgage, maybe paying interest only. So their house payment went from maybe $2,000 a month to maybe up over $3,000 or $4,000 a month. And they maybe had somebody lose a job because, you know, the unemployment rate's been pretty high. So, I mean, all those factors convolve. And what would you do, Kate? You got kids to feed, right? You're gonna pay the mortgage, or you're gonna move down the street where you can pay rent and put food on the table.
You're gonna have to do the rent thing.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? I mean, it's just been tough.
And tough
for a lot of people.
Yeah, no kidding. I know some people in California were telling me how it's really tough. I want to say, I don't know if I'm right about this, it might be Stockton or Fresno where people have really gotten socked, the property values. You know,
Riverside, too. I mean, they've gotten hit. And even when the market comes back up, it would take a long time for them to follow. Long time.
How long, when you say like a place like Riverside, when you say a long time, and it's all guesstimates, I know, but like a decade at least?
Well, let's say our market comes back up, like on the coastal. I mean, I would say they'll be a good few years behind us. Because by the time the wave hits in terms of maybe their, you know, employment rising in that, it'll take some time because...
Yeah, by the time it catches up.
They hit really hard.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, the Property Tax Little Black Book. Get all of Valerie's secrets. That's what you do. You can go there.com, add that onto the end of it, and voila, you will see the lovely Miss Baltus, and she's got a bunch of interesting stuff. As she said, she's got some free stuff on her website, too. Hey, Valerie, thanks.
Thank you so much, Kate. Take care. Good talking to you.
All right, good talking to you, too. Have a great weekend. So there's the thing. Pay attention to the words that she said. I don't know why people are fearful of pursuing, if they think pursuing the idea of appealing what their taxes are, because what's the difference? If you lose, you lose, but there's a good chance that you could get some kind of a reduction and you may have the right reasons. But if you don't understand any of that, go to the website because it's good. I read the book. It's excellent. On the flip side, we got Odds and Ends. Hang with us.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Compilation of a different type of story here on America Tonight. We started off talking about WikiLeaks and the fact that the Pentagon and anybody who's anybody connected as far as the military upset about what's happened, the 92,000 pages of classified information from Afghanistan going back actually to part of the Bush administration into the Obama administration. The fact is that there are names revealed, informants, and also military people are in those reports. If the wrong people decide to go through and highlight, for example, a few of the choice names that they see, it'd be easy to track and put together the pieces, which is not really what you want to have happen. So then the question becomes to me really is, okay, well then, how leaky is this boat called the Pentagon? And the answer is, start bailing, baby. They're looking for people to blame. And it's always, let's go back and review. Didn't we just go back and review? Safety measures really weren't in place. There was too much partying and glad handling of the people that were doing the deep water drilling, the different companies, thanks to mineral management and the interior department asleep at the wheel. So, geez, we've got to go back and review the process. It's always we've got to go back and review how this happened. So this is another one. We have to go back and review who sees the classified documents, how it's being handled. It's obvious. You knew this is how it was going to play out. And there are things in those documents that are embarrassing to the military. A lot of it has to do with civilian casualties and the informants. So my friends, it equals up to not good, no matter how you slice it. There might not be a direct map into, okay, here is where our future forces are going to be. Here is the method of attack. So there's perhaps not that kind of a roadmap, but one that is just as dangerous for the people who are serving. So clearly the military is embarrassed. Speaking of being embarrassed, Congressman Charlie Rangel has been around since I first started my career and was in college. Actually, when I was in college and got out of school, I might have told this story on the air one night, but I, in passing, interviewed him somewhere. I think it was even in Albuquerque, New Mexico, maybe when I did it. But so forever, he's represented New York as one of the Democrats, as one of the congressmen that has been there. He's like Methuselah. And now Methuselah is falling apart. I mean, the wheels are off. He's been accused of 13 violations, according to an ethics panel. They've reached a plea deal in this case, but they haven't agreed to the settlement. So it's not really clear, kind of that foggy math thing, as to how many of the 13 charges Rangel agreed to actually accept. They held the first meeting on Thursday, and just a little came out of the meeting. They're talking about giving him that opportunity to negotiate a settlement during the investigation phase. That's the way you get it off the papers, get it out of there. Take your hit and you get away, and I think that's what they're trying to do here. The 13 violations have to do with vacation property in the Dominican Republic, failing to report $600,000 worth of income on his disclosure statements. So this guy's 80 years old. The charges were read in a public session of the House Ethics Committee, and they're trying to avoid a public nightmare for him, a congressional trial. He didn't even go to the session where they read the allegations. So they set the stage for the possibility of a trial, which would be in September. The Democrats don't want to deal with this. They don't want a public confrontation before the midterm elections. And some of the violations, or the alleged violations, include using congressional letterhead to solicit donations for a Center for Public Service that would have his name on the campus of the City College of New York. He was also, this was a big one, he was accused of accepting a rent-stabilized property in Manhattan for his campaign office and initially not paying federal taxes on that property I mentioned before. I mean, pretty much, this is a clean sweep. There's no way out of this. He has to plea like it looks like they're trying to do. They got to work something out. And this is a bad time for this, particularly for his party, because of all the distrust, the skepticism about what's going on in Washington. The inmates are running the asylum, and they're the elected officials that we elect. It's we the people. This is our government. And this is bad. This is bad for the Dems. So they want it to go away. We'll see if they cut a deal and there's no trial in September. That would be messy if that were to happen. And he's been around forever, as I mentioned, but the New York papers have just skewered him probably for really a year. And why not? Because they had the information, and the guy was out there pimping his stuff and doing the I'm the longtime congressman fighting the good fight, but he was lining his pockets the best that he could is what he was doing, right? Couple of other quick things and odds and ends. The Madoff thing had an odd end and a bitter taste in the mouths of so many people, not all filthy rich people either. The New York trustee appointed to recover the loot from jailed financier Madoff, which he stole from investors, has sued already three entities where more than $30 million in his family money was tucked away. How about that? They're saying that the trustee, Irving Picard, identified the money in three lawsuits. He accused the Madoff family members, including the sons, of funding crazy lavish lifestyles of the rich and famous, close to like $200 million stolen from thousands of customers in this Ponzi scheme. So Madoff is done. He's toast. He's serving 150 years. He's not getting out. He's done. He admitted he never invested any of the billions of dollars he received, but what's happening is they're squeezing the family, trying to get as much money as they can back for the people, for one. And how much did the sons know? How much did the people around Madoff know? I find it hard to believe that the people close to him in the business, some of them, of course, but a handful, probably the family members like the sons, didn't know anything about what was going on. How could they not know? If the sons were involved in the business, they knew. He might try to protect them, but they absolutely knew something. There's no way they just assumed, wow, the money, geez, all my buddies don't get this good of a return for their clients, and they're pushing this stock and this and that. How is it that you managed to do it? See, that's where the Ponzi scheme falls apart. Thanks to the banking crunch, thanks to AIG and all that and all the big collapse in 2008, that's when, forget it, because people wanted money and there was no way to play the shell game any longer. But this is an odd one, too. Chelsea Clinton's wedding. I haven't even, I think, said anything about her wedding. I read something the other day where the wedding cake was going to be an $11,000 wedding cake. Now I've read that the wedding is going to be vegan, the food, and gluten-free. So you think, if you're a vegetarian, okay, I get that, I can respect that, but now you hear that they're spending $3 million for this wedding. What are they spending the $3 million on? It can't be the food. I'm thinking it's not the food. They're also going to block out the airspace for a half an hour on Saturday to Sunday. Not a half an hour. They're going to block it out from 3 in the afternoon to 3:30 in the morning where she's getting married. It's along the Hudson River because she is, after all, the daughter of a former president. So they're going to do that. The Secret Service actually requested it. How about that? And President Obama not invited to the wedding. Send me your thoughts on anything we talk about on America Tonight, americatonight.net.